Blind Cool Tech, April the 1st, 2006. Hi again, everybody. This is Brandon Armstrong from Texas. And today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to submit a sound seeing tour of a Civil War reenactment we did here at the school this afternoon. Before I get into this, let me introduce some of the basic people who I'm going to be talking to on this podcast. Clyde Dawkins. He's our security guard. And the other person I'm going to be talking to is a color sergeant for the reenactment crew that came and did this production for us today by the name of David Dunn. I'll give you my contact information at the end of this podcast. And let me just apologize in advance if the audio quality is not that great. I had to do this on a tape recorder. And it turned out okay, but there's a lot of wind in the background, so again, I apologize for the quality of the audio, but hopefully you'll be able to understand it. I'll be back at the end of the podcast with my email address and contact information, so enjoy the podcast.
Hello, faithful Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Brandon from Texas again, and I would like to invite you to come with me on a sound-seeing tour of a Civil War reenactment. We're heading out now, and there goes some artillery. We're going to get a bit closer. We're just walking down the sidewalk right now, and we're going towards the Performing Arts Center here at the school. It's a lovely day. Saturday, April the 1st, 2006.
Oh, really? I guess they're gonna fire some more.
Dad, wait!
I'll give you, hey, over to the right. I'll get you over here.
Left?
Get you a place.
I'm always
there. Go to the left. Probably right about here.
Yeah.
Might be good. Okay, you doing?
Yeah.
Sounds like they're doing a battle or something. Well, they're doing some marching right now.
I just fired the cannons. You hear it?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to submit this to the internet.
Are you?
Yep.
At a place called Blind Cool Tech.
Called what?
Blind Cool Tech. It's for blind people. It's a
podcast.
So. Good. So I figured I'd do a little recording of the Civil War reenactment here. What are you up to today?
Got a little camp over here for the ride over.
Yeah.
Take some swag probably. Right where you're, I guess, probably about 12 feet from where you're standing.
They had a campfire going a minute ago.
They did.
Yeah, when I was over here 8 minutes ago. I guess they put it out now, but.
It's not a modern Texas flag.
Oh, it's not a modern
Texas flag.
It's an old Texas flag.
Boy, that's loud.
What is it?
Modern
Texas flag?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
What's that?
That's Texas flag. The star is that's the flag of the first Texas.
Which Texas brigade. Oh wow.
The flag of the first Texas brigade.
Wow.
Pointed a little like to the right. It's not pointed straight up. The star.
Pointed straight ahead.
Wow.
Straight ahead.
Yeah. As Lee put it, his Texans would go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they make a fly like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor little kid. So.
The flag there, at the Manor Storehouse, Virginia, surrendered it. Then I went down to Durham Station, North Carolina, surrendered it. Army of Northern Virginia, Army of Tennessee, because I have ancestors on both.
Wow.
I see you facing over there. Those red things are mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. There's a flag in there. Pray them.
Got a real flag. You said your ancestors.
No, no. This was a research.
The allergies.
But it was battle damage.
Wow.
Which is a real damage during the reenactment.
Yeah.
Damage like it was in a real.
So my guy, real weapons. Real weapons.
Yes.
And if you get too close to them as they're being fired, you can be hurt.
You don't want to do that.
Well, good thing we're
doing all the safety.
Yeah, we do all the safety.
This is a soldier, I believe. Is that right? It's a soldier.
With the United States here.
Well, the key uniform that I got right now is 1863 through 1865. Prior to 1863, I got my clock on this shell jacket.
This is Brandon. This gentleman can probably give you any information.
Hey, Brandon.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you. Wow. They should have set fire in the hole.
I wasn't ready for that either.
That way, putting people around. They have to wait 3 minutes between firings.
Yeah.
Just good talking to you, sir.
Good talking to you, too. Got to do some things, check some buildings and stuff.
Lovely.
I'm sure this gentleman can fill you in on your, you know, he's going to turn in some of this information to his website, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a
cool.
Yeah, Blind Cool Tech. I'm doing a podcast, and I'm going to try to submit it to the internet here.
Okay.
Doesn't crash on me.
Well, we reenactors
mm-hmm.
actually were from all classes of civilian life.
Right. We're reenactors.
Mm-hmm. We portray the 9th Texas Infantry, which was made up of North Texans.
Right.
From McKinney over to Paris,
mm-hmm.
Texas. Originally there were 1,100.
Oh, wow.
Men. Mustered into the service, Camp Rusk was just south of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer there, but it was there at that time.
Right.
And a lot of the people, men, got sick and died there at Camp Rusk
mm-hmm.
before they ever even started into the battles.
Right.
And from there, they walked or rode the train to Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They walked to Little Rock and rode the train from Little Rock, Arkansas to Memphis, Tennessee.
Right.
And there was a train accident which killed another 200 men.
Hmm.
And by the time they got to Memphis, Tennessee, they had approximately
100. Hmm.
Their first battle was the Battle of Shiloh.
Hmm.
Bay. And that's where most of them were captured.
So what did the men in the camps die of? Did they just die of
diseases? Diseases, pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, you know, had never been around a bunch of people.
Right.
At the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just too close quarters. So people got sick. Were not immune to the illnesses. Especially since they were country folk and city folk.
Right. Interesting.
Do you have any questions? Don't ask questions.
And what happened? Was the train accident, did it just come derailed or was it hit
derailed.
By?
No, it just derailed.
Mm-hmm.
The train track from Little Rock to Memphis
mm-hmm.
was not that good a shape. Apparently,
mm-hmm.
and whenever they were going from Little Rock to Memphis, they were derailed,
mm.
and then they had to walk the rest of the way. The remaining men had to walk the rest of the way to Memphis.
How long did it take them to walk from that point to Memphis?
I'm not really sure. I can't really tell you that. The injured were taken back here to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but the rest of the men went on to Memphis. They weren't that far out of Memphis whenever they derailed, so it would be within a week.
Mm. Still a pretty good walk.
Yeah, it's still a pretty good clip.
Yeah.
But they fought entirely on the eastern side of the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Texas fought entirely on the eastern side of the Mississippi.
Wow.
There were one of four regiments. The other three regiments were with the Army of Northern Virginia, Hood's Texas Regiments. This is the 1st, 4th, and 5th Texas.
Wow.
The 9th Texas was with the Army of Mississippi first, then they became the Army of Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and then they were the Army of the Gulf last, whenever they were in Mobile Bay.
Right.
They fought the major engagements for Shiloh first, Perryville, Corinth, Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
At Chickamauga, at Tennessee Campaign, which is Franklin,
mm-hmm.
Spring Hill, Nashville. Four separate times, the Army of Tennessee. Well, actually, Forrest, the commander of the rear guard action,
mm-hmm.
General Forrest,
right,
and his cavalry requested the 9th Texas to be the infantry to help them out.
Wow.
They were requested by General Forrest because they were put in the wagons and would ride, and then they were hardest fighting.
Hmm. And I take it they fought mostly on foot.
Oh, yes. The infantry fights on foot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ride horses.
Hmm. I guess they're about to fire here again in a minute.
No, they've secured the piece. They've secured the cannon. The infantry's out drilling. And so they're not going to fire the cannon with the infantry out in front of them drilling.
Right.
Do you have any more questions?
Not really. That just answered my questions thoroughly. So, I find that interesting.
Well, I'm a reenactor of the American Revolution, the Texas Revolution, and the Civil War.
How long does it take to train to reenact some of these battles? I mean, how many? I guess it takes...
It depends. Now, if we're just doing a battle and everything... the good training where that you can do the capable steps and, and do the right and the correct turns and the line and the firing, it takes, I'm going to say, about 3 months of continuous practice.
Wow.
And that's all I'm going to do for right now, folks. I'm going to do this in two parts. This has been part one of Civil War Reenactment Day here at Hill College in Hillsboro, Texas. I'm about out of time, but if you want to contact me anymore about this, you can do so. My email address is stunnerstud@hotmail.com. And I will be submitting part two shortly, probably within the next week or so. Stay tuned for that. Larry, thanks for the wonderful podcast, and keep up the good work. Thank you very much.